KMFM Breakfast with Gary and Laura for a Monday morning, and with Craig David, the main man. He's on. Oh, good, Craig. How are you?
I'm very, very well, thank you. Really, really good.
When You Know What Love is the song then. Tell us how it came about, what it means to you. Just tell us what we need to know about it.
The sentiment of the lyric is very much inspired by some of my favourite movies of, like, Serendipity and Sliding Doors. Those ones that you can't, or The Holiday. Just ones where you've met somebody, but it's like it's more than, oh, I'm just your heart, or I'm attracted to you. It's a deeper kind of feeling of I know you, and I feel like I could spend the rest of my life with you. And I think that when we started to write and I brought up those kind of movies, who was in the room with me, which was Gary Barlow, Fraser T. Smith, who produced like Stormzy's last record, and a lovely girl called Jinjin, who's written some of the biggest songs with Jess Glynn. So we sat down, and when I said about those movies, it seemed to hit everybody. I kind of see in their eyes that they knew either a person or a moment or a situation that they were in right now that they could connect to. And then when we started writing it, it just flowed. It flowed so effortlessly.
Talking of Sliding Doors, that film is obviously about a moment where your life goes off in two different directions.
Yeah.
Can you think of a Sliding Doors moment in your life where your life could have gone off in a totally different direction? We maybe wouldn't know you as Craig David. We might know you doing something else, or we might not know you at all.
Do you know what? I mean, that's an amazing question. Actually, like, really, like, amazing question. The choices that I made when I was the young kid in the council flat with my mum, and my mates would be calling up, and I'd be, like, in the middle of writing a song, and I'd be singing some, like, lyrics. I was like, well, I'm walking away from the troubles, and I'm sort of halfway through, haven't finished a song, and then my mates would be like, come on, Craig, let's go out raving, let's go out, man, we got the drink, we got the JD, let's go. And I'd be like, guys, I can't, I need to finish this song. And they'd be like, oh, man, you're going on, like, you got a record deal, come on, man, let's go. And I'm like, no, I need to finish this song. And 9 times out of 10, I mean, there were moments where I did sort of buckle and went out with them and ended up getting smashed. But
you're only human.
Yeah, you can't, your threshold gets pushed. But then the times that I did stay in ended up creating songs like Walking Away, Fill Me In, 7 Days, Rendezvous, Rewind. And it was all because of, there was something intuitively was saying that I have to do this. And the fun part of maybe going out with my mates and having a great time with them, something had to give. And I just chose I want to stay in and finish the songs. And I look back in hindsight now and to see this 20-year career so far, it's those decisions. So it's very much a Sliding Doors, serendipity, intuitive thing that you have to do. And so I'm, yeah, it could have gone either way. It may not have been, maybe I've done music, but maybe I wouldn't have met the Artful Dodger in the same way. Just would have been a different course, you know?
It's KMFM Breakfast. What a way to start the week, a Monday morning with special guest Craig David on with us. That's his brand new song, When You Know What Love Is. And talking of Love Island is back. And this song is part of their soundtrack this time round on Love Island, we hear.
Do you know what? I've been hearing it too. And I don't know if it is, like, true. I mean, I've been trying to find out myself, but if it's going to get used, it's fantastic. I mean, what an amazing sort of link.
If you were to go on Love Island, who would be your one islander to couple up with?
I mean, personally, I wouldn't be going on Love Island, if I'm being honest. But what I would do, though, on the flip side, would be very much rooting for two of the lovely... well, that's not really contestants, is it? It's two of the lovely people that have gone on there to actually find love outside of the island.
We're not going to love you up with a person on the island.
That's good.
We could put a movie for you to watch. We put Serendipity on there for you to watch. What about a meal, right? What you're on the island. What is that one meal? What would be the perfect meal that would wash up?
A good Italian. You can't go wrong with some good homemade Italian. I don't know about it washing up. I hope that it's actually prepared
no, it's,
on
it's
the island.
Totally. It's in a sealed
castaway.
It's in sealed Tupperware. It's floated up onto the beach. It's amazing how it's worked out.
Is the Wilson ball next to it just like floating up with it?
So yeah, exactly the same. Exactly the same.
Right.
So you can have that. And then washes up a CD.
Yeah.
And there's a CD player on the island. There's just one CD.
You're going to need like a little, one of those sort of compilations, one of those kind of like with Robin S, Show Me Love on there. I'm going to go for compilation because you need the dance turn up. Tina Moore, Never Gonna Let You Go.
Yes. Yeah.
You're going to need, what else are you going to have? Some Rosie Gaines, Closer Than Close.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
So it's kind of throwback, but you're just having the best time ever. You've got the Italian, you've got the Wilson is next to you.
Yeah, he's
bouncing around,
yeah.
Going crazy, bouncing
He's loving balls. It. He's off his face.
He's going nuts for it. And we're just having a good time. We've got the homemade Italian. So what a time.
I'm loving this. Right, finally then, Craig, on your island, what's the one essential item that you would have to take with you?
a nice, simple lighter. Just give me a lighter. Let me set the tone, set the fire off the way we need to. Do you know what I mean?
Come on.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a campfire as well, keeping you cosy.
He's got no time to rub sticks together. He needs to go.
It's like Bear Grylls, this guy, but the modern Bear Grylls.
The modern Bear Grylls just whips out a Zippo.
Yeah.
Or it's just I've got the Zippo and I'm flashing the lighter up like I'm at some sort of at some rave, just thinking, yeah, let me see you flash your lighters up, flash your lighters
up.
Mia Wilson and Robin S. Show Me Love.
Yes.
Italian.
Come on.
Not burning anything else apart from that.
Wow. No. I'd tell you what, there's a lot of people now wishing they would wash up right on that island right next to you, because it sounds like one hell of a place to be. Look, let's get more with Mr. Craig David, because we need to find out. He's coming to Kent this summer. We need to find out about that, and we need to have a game of our game, Say It. More coming up with Craig David in just a bit. KMFM Breakfast for a Monday morning. It's Gary and Laura and Craig David.
We're getting very excited for August, because you are coming to Kent. You're performing at the Neverworld Festival in Hever with the TS5 gig. Now, we've had Craig David gigs in Kent before, but never a TS5 gig. What can we expect?
One, it's so much fun. I mean, it started off as a house party in Miami for friends. And it's really me being able to play my own tunes and be able to perform, but then also mix into some of my favourite records from other people, drop an instrumental and do a little freestyle over that. And it's a very unique type of show. It's something that allows me to really kind of play music on a dime of how the crowd are working. So if it's like, if I'm feeling like, oh, you want more house stuff, you want to be on a dance flex, I can go there, or if you want to go more R&B. So I can't wait to come and just let people enjoy, have a good time.
Let's see now if you can better your appearance last time.
You got 13 before.
Okay, well, let's play Celebrity Say It with Craig David.
Say it. Okay, the thing you wash your hair with, not conditioner, the other thing that you put on
shampoo.
First. Yeah, they're like gloves, but they've got no fingers in them, so it's just like a whole thing and you put
Mix.
It over your hand. Yeah.
Oh.
It's like you have it in chocolate and it's a bit like toffee and fudge. It's like gooey and it tastes
caramel.
Really good. Yeah. It's a bit like rain but with stones, and it's like it hurts if you're under it. Oh, I can't think of what it might be like if you're praising
Help.
Somebody.
Help
yes,
phones.
Yeah, you got it. It's the crunchy thing that you spread on your toast. It can be crunchy or smooth, and it's like a brownie colour and it's really yum.
Marmite.
Peanut
butter.
Yes, you got it. It's the landmark in Paris, the really famous one that's really tall and.
Eiffel Tower.
Yes, you got it. It's what birds have, the things that keep them warm, and they're like sort
Feathers.
Of. Yes. It's the thing that you build in the winter out of the white stuff, and you make a person.
Snowman.
Yes. It's you eat them. They're a fungi. They're a vegetable. You have them
Mushrooms.
On pizza. Yeah. It's what you climb in your house to go to the top floor. You climb
Downstairs.
Up the. Yeah. It's the colour of Jerry, her hair, and Ed Sheeran, their
Ginger.
Hair. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Did we
Ginger.
Beat the last time? Let's find out.
Okay. So you got shampoo 1, mittens 2, caramel 3, hail 4, peanut butter 5, Eiffel Tower 6, feathers 7, snowman 8, mushroom 9, stairs 10, ginger 11.
11. 11. Oh. Didn't top last time,
no.
But still an excellent, excellent effort. That is. With his new single out right now, When You Know What Love Is, the beautiful Mr. Craig David.
Thank you so much, guys. Take care, okay?